Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Marek's Bedtime Stories. That sound you just heard was the tide coming in on Bembridge Beach on the Isle of Wight. Nice, wasn't it? Anyway, let's get on with the stories. Number 15. Chief Mungwot was left with no choice but to issue the strongest command to the soldiers.
Ok, Motu, Mualu, Mingle.
The pair continued to stare blankly at him.
Ok, Motu, Mualu, Mingle.
Still, they ignored his order to kneel before the sun god. Surely they wouldn't be so foolish as to incur the wrath of the Death Maker. He tried once more.
Ok. Mutu, Mualu, Mile.
Trish stood before her dad. He was wearing his pants on backwards and had a scarf round his head.
He's been saying that all morning, she explained to Roy.
Right, said Roy. I didn't want to say, but he's also been to the loo in the airing cupboard again. Best call the home, love.
Out of the corner of his eye, Roy saw something flash through the air. Wasn't that the samurai sword he brought back from his Japanese business trip?
There were two thuds as Trish and Roy's heads hit the floor.
Ok, Mutu, Mualu, Mingle,
said Trish's dad. Number 16.
At last, Gordon cried. I can finally get on with my life.
Gordon had found the end of the sellotape.
Unfortunately, there wasn't much of Gordon's life left to live.
When his wife first saw him pawing at the roll, she presumed he'd eventually just give up. Then after a couple of weeks, she thought, well, his nails should be longer by now. I mean, that'll give him a much better chance to, you know, get the end bit. Then after a couple of months, she thought, the tape should just wear down, thus creating a new end. But no, those months turned into years, years into decades.
That was all a long time ago.
She left Gordon on the lounge floor with his roll, remarried, divorced, and was now on honeymoon with her third husband. Their children had all grown up and now had their own kids. At first, they used to bring them round to see their grandfather. They soon gave up when he wouldn't even look up from the sellotape. What seemed like, and actually was, a lifetime passed while Gordon had scratched around for that elusive edge. Now that he found it, he looked up at his surroundings. His neck roared with pain. It was the first time he'd moved in 30 years. Gordon could feel thick matted hair around his face. He reached up to touch his beard. In an instant, he let go of the sellotape. He was back to where he started. Number 17.
Edward shuddered.
He would always have to live with this memory. The moment that made him famous throughout his school, his village, and then later on, the entire world. The moment in his maths class when he completely forgot the number 10. Or as it became better known, 9/11. Number 18. Ted was in shock. It was definitely a meteorite that had landed in the school hamster's cage. And that smell of cooked meat was definitely the school hamster. Ted's overriding emotion was one of awe, but at the back of his mind was a gnawing realisation that he'd already used this as an excuse the last time he'd accidentally killed the school hamster. No one had believed him then either. He'd even ordered a volcanic rock off the internet and claimed that was the meteorite. The local press had got involved, and then the nationals, and then the scientists had come round wanting to examine the rock. And Ted had got scared and staged a burglary, smashing the windows in at night. That had woken his dad up. Then there was a stairfall. Then the funeral. Then the claim his mother had done it for life insurance, which looked far-fetched at first. But then came the details of the affair, revealing that she and the assistant manager at the local McDonald's were plotting the murder. Then Ted's mum and her lover were convicted and given life sentences. Then Ted was moved from one foster family to another, never really fitting in. He struggled to make friends at school. Then, one day, a teacher spotted Ted alone in the playground and thought it might be a good idea to give Ted the school hamster to look after during the Easter holidays. I mean, Ted tried to explain that he looked after the hamster at his previous school and it didn't end well. But Mr. Harris was having none of it. He told Ted it was time to break the cycle. But here it was. It's happening all over again. Ted pleaded to the heavens. Please, God, do something, he said. Ted was struck by a second, much larger meteorite. Number 19. Alan? Alan, wake up! I think there's someone downstairs, whispered Pam. Alan rolled over. Who's won brown chairs? How many times has she told him to do something about his bloody hearing?
For God's sake, Alan, keep your voice down. I think there's someone downstairs.
Who runs round town squares?
For crying out loud, Alan, they'll hear you.
Well, you have to speak properly, love.
I think there's someone downstairs.
The banging stopped. Seconds later, the bedroom door opened and there was a click. Once Pam and Alan's eyes adjusted to the bright light, they could make out a man in a balaclava standing in the doorway. He opened his mouth. There's someone upstairs, he said. Number 20. Listen, guys, I don't know how to say this, but people just aren't buying this sort of stuff anymore, said the shoemaker to the elves.
What do you mean?
Said the tallest elf.
Well, look at it, said the shoemaker, pointing to an extravagant looking boot.
It's fine if you're a member of the 18th century French nobility, but if you wear that down the pub, people are going to think you're a nonce.
We don't understand what you're getting at,
another elf piped up. Just make normal shoes for normal people. I can't afford to keep wasting all this leather.
How dare you question our craftsmanship,
said the tallest elf.
We work all night for no money, and this is all you can say to us,
said another. All right, said the shoemaker. I hoped it wouldn't come to this. He stood up and with two short steps crushed the entire elf workforce underfoot. He knew they were crushed because of the sound of small screams and crackle of bones. But none of the impact from the crush was passed through the soles of his shoes to his feet. They remained comfortable but at the same time felt fully supported. I've got to hand it to those elves, said the shoemaker. They certainly knew how to make good shoes. That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the stories. If you want to find out more about me, go to meritlarwood.com and all that business. I'll leave you with some more sounds of the tide coming in. Sweet dreams.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.